Welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, and we are still in Ephesians. We've did Ephesians 6:11, 6:12, and today our devotional is Ephesians 6:13, and really it reiterates Ephesians 6:11, right? And anytime you see something repeated in the Bible, it's very important. So let's just get into that. We know in 6:11, a little context, we are to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And of course, 13, watch what it does here. And this is our devotion for today, Ephesians 6, chapter 13. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may able to withstand in the day of evil, in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Okay, and so here a lot of reiteration. I love this. Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against." Right, stand against. And so basically, that means exactly what it says: to stand. That means to establish yourself against the wiles or the methods or schemes or trickery, right, of the devil. But see here in 13, we see that we are to not just put on, and that word put on there means to be clothed in, to sink yourself into the whole armor of God. Here we are to take unto. And now this is very interesting word here. It literally means, obviously, it is to have and to hold, that take word in there. But it also has a word that means repetitively. So we are to repetitively take. Not just clothe ourselves and sink into this armor of God, but to repetitively take it, okay? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to. We're not just standing now. Here we're withstanding, right? We're standing against. We're opposing, resisting. Means pretty much the same thing, but before we are to standing against and to withstand there in the evil day, and having done all to stand, right? So, and I'm sure we might get into 14 tomorrow. So, again, just some reiteration here, but it's telling us again, and this time, we're not just to put on the whole armor of God. We are also to take unto us, repetitively take it, right? It says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence take it by force." Guaranteed, that's the exact same word there in the Greek. And so we are to repetitively take and put on this armor of God. You can't just do it once and say you're good to go. No, you have to do it every day, every time we wake up, right? I would suggest even sleeping in it, you know? We never know when the enemy's going to come and attack, and he does it probably when you least expect it, right? Tries to blindside you, so to speak, catch you off guard. But we know his tactics. We need to prepare ourselves for that evil day. Prepare ourselves for for his schemes, his wiles, his trickery, right? Stand against it and withstand it. And doing all, we just keep on standing, right? So, just meditate on that today. Ephesians 6, chapter 13. This is Pastor Q with Daily Bread Devotional. And we will see you guys tomorrow. God bless.